Hi, I'm Preston from Jaegertown, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Welcome, guys. I saw your performance, I think it was back in November at the Valentine Club in Nashville, mm-hmm. with Captain Jack and everybody, and you were lively. Great set.
Thank you so much. It was right before we came out to record what will be on the 12th, the new single. So being able to do that show and play in Nashville was a lot of fun for us. We've spent some time in Nashville, but that was actually the first time playing in Nashville. We surround this place, but we don't play here much, and a lot of business happens here. So to get to play here was fun,
and to play our originals.
And to play
that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then to go work with Matt at Ocean Way, Matt McClure, and to be able to record the new three singles that we have and come away with what we got.
It's a wonderful studio.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, we were in B, so they have the A, B, and C. And plenty big enough for us. We got to work with Jeff King. That guy is a guitar wizard. I mean, just so amazing. Matt, Adam, the whole crew. And then to come in there and record as a band. You know, we are the band. So to write the songs and then be able to put them down in Nashville and have Matt's expertise and his reputation and everything he's done behind it, I think we came away with something special.
So where do you all come from?
Originally, I'm from Hawaii, but we're all Utahns, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're all Salt Lake City.
All my life, Utah, USA.
Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So what turned you into country music?
Myself. Oh, I grew up, the first music I can remember listening to, driving around the car in Hawaii with my dad, was Don Williams. It's the first memory of any music I have. So I always loved country music, but, you know, it's a little bit of a long story. I know, that was loud. But I don't think any of us knew where it was going to take us. It started as a project of writing songs, and then, you know, basically We were all in different things together, different bands at the time, and we said, "Hey, we might have something going on here," you know. And so Jaegertown was born. It was actually born out of the writing the song Jaegertown. A lot of people ask, "Where does that come from?" So, next thing you know, I think our first shows actually before the band ever even had a name, we were opening for Ty Herndon, and we didn't even have a name then. But the things just started to snowball, and it's gone from there. 11 years later, 4 albums later. Thousands of shows at this point, you know. So.
It's taking you all this time to get to Nashville.
Well, you know, we've been down here for a few years, but the first time we came for CRS, to be honest, we didn't really know what we were doing. So we just showed up and stood in the lobby and watched people walk around and wonder, what are all these people doing? Where are they going? And what? So it's taken us a few years to warm up to the CRS Nashville machine. We have been here before. And it took us 11 years to get here to actually play the show. So we feel like that's progression.
Well, it's a closed shop a bit in Nashville. Yeah. It takes a while. It's like it's got circles, and you keep going into, you get to a certain circle where somebody will let you play, and then if you do well, you get a bit closer.
I mean, for us to be able just on our second single last year, to get to 29, you know, that was huge for us. I mean, for as independent artists, and especially being as we are, you know, out of the West. I mean, we're definitely, there's been a couple bands. I mean, Shadazy was from Utah, but really, country-wise, not much. There's some other bigger bands in the rock and roll alternative aspect that have come from Utah. But we're proud of where we're from. We say we want to put Utah on the map for some new country. And we tell everybody about, you know, Country Fan Fest, our sponsor, is a big 3-day festival out there. And then, you know, we love Nashville, but we want to take our brand of what we do country-wise and spread it as far as we can. So
have you got a tour lined up for the year?
Yes, we do.
Bookings this year have been crazy. So we're already starting. We're booked all the way out through about into October of 2018. And it's still coming in, and people are calling and saying, we'd like to have you at this festival on this day. And we're going, we're already booked at that guy's festival on that day. So, which is a good problem to have, I guess. You know, I mean.
Yeah, and we're getting to play some new markets. We're getting into the South and East. So that's awesome. It looks like we're being, you know, Texas, plus Georgia, Florida, some places we haven't really been. We spent a lot of time out West, spent a lot of time in the Midwest and north of there. But now we're moving it even further east and trying to go down south. So
for a touring band, which is the hottest part of the country? In England and Europe, we know where our hot spots are. So what would be the hot spot in the US?
Like a place you'd want to play?
No, not necessarily. Like, no, the most popular area for people to play. Because, I mean, yeah. Nashville's good, but they don't pay you any money.
Exactly. If you go where the music saturation is, then you're kind of playing the small fish, big pond kind of game. So it depends on what your perception of hot is. Now, you get into the Midwest, where we spend a lot of time in the northern Midwest areas. There's not a lot happening there. So when something does happen there, it's usually a really big something. You get the crowd attendance participation is really intense versus, you know, when you get into a market in the Texas market or the Nashville market where there's so much saturation of music, maybe it's not such a big deal. So, and it's just my opinion, but small town USA, I think we all agree, is the place where we like to be, because when you go there, it's like Christmas. People come out in droves. They have a great time because there's not a lot happening in kind of the flyover states, if you will. So
everybody engages. Everybody comes out. That's what's going on this weekend, and everybody's there. And you get to forge some fun relationships. You know, it's great to play we like the big festivals, but I love the small town stuff too, man. I mean, it's fun.
Well,
you can probably
talk to the people a lot easier, and also your merchandise, you're going to sell a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. And they remember you next time. I mean, you know, you make that personal connection. We've said forever that's not something we want to go away. As much as humanly possible that we can make it to the next gig and hop in the bus and get there, we want to shake everybody's hand if they want to meet us, take every picture. I mean, we haven't said no in 11 years. But maybe a handful of times, and that was only because somebody's pulling us. Like, we're not going to make the next show if we don't get in this bus, but we always want to do as much of that as possible.
Have you thought of Europe at all?
We'd love to. Definitely would love to.
This is this whole business is built on relationships. So for us to get into the Midwest initially years ago, it took us meeting someone that was there that could kind of help us get moving in that direction. And so we've kind of pinwheeled out over the years into covering all of the Western states, and now this year getting into the South and the East and the Southeast, the whole Eastern Seaboard. So to answer your question, yes, we want to get over there. And to part B answer your question, we're kind of, we've had a few people contact us, but it's, we need to find that person in the UK or overseas, wherever it is, that can say, I'm connected, like you said you used to be, and we'd like to put a tour together, and we are all about it. We would go tomorrow, calendar permitting. We're looking for that relationship, for somebody that we can trust over there to help us piece that together.
We had a gift we wanted to give you.
He just forgot about it.
No, I did, because Jim was the one that was holding it, and he is busy. But so this is for the new single. And what we've done is kind of a throwback to back when you used to have vinyl art for each single. So Rearview drops on February 12th, and we have commissioned an original artist out of Seattle. He's doing original artwork for each single, and we, on the back, we're calling them litho lyrics, kind of a copyright thing, but you've got the studio notes here. A lot of people don't get to see what that actually looks like, the day of the studio. It's got the date where it was recorded at Ocean Way with Matt McClure. All the lyrics, the whole band has signed it. And it's kind of hearkening back to when something tangible went along instead of just a download with the single. So we wanted to give you one of those.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I wish you guys all well, and we do want to see you over there, because I know you'll go storm. You really will. So we'll talk about that. But thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Lee. Hi, I'm Preston from Jaegertown, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Turn the key, this old engine roars. Roll down my windows, another lock on my doors. Crank up my stereo with a goodbye tune. Yeah, I'm putting our love in my review. I'm putting our love in my review. It must be the open road, some wind in my hair makes a man forget, makes him just not care. With no destination and nothing to prove, yeah, I'm putting our love in my rear view. I'm putting our love in my rear view. It feels like I'm floating on air as the world flies by. My options are open now and time's on my side. Swore you were sorry, but I know it ain't true, so I'm putting our love in my rear view. I'm putting our love in my rear view. Nothing like the open road under my wheels. Nothing like the burn, how a goodbye feels. Took it off the panic, girl, now I'm telling you, I'm putting our love in my rear view. I'm putting our love in my rear view. I shook the shadows of shame for a newfound truth. Getting reacquainted, girl, to me without you. I've been to the bottom, and now I'm pulling through. And I'm putting our my windows and unlock all my doors.